Hey everybody, this is Bob. We recently talked to John Hargrave from Computer Stew and Zug.com, and we went a little bit long here, so we're going to have a two-parter. So, welcome to the first part of the John Hargrave Experience here on Static. Well, that's because I truly am.
You just sound like 40,000 miles away.
Yes.
Well, I am, you know.
It's St. Louis. Yeah.
You're somewhere, I don't even know where you're at. You're somewhere on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm in St. Louis. Miles is in Iowa.
Yeah.
And we don't even say, we don't even give a town because it doesn't really matter in Iowa, does it?
It sounds like you're talking through tin cans and a string.
Well, that's the beauty of the show.
Maybe I should switch to another phone. We haven't started yet, have we?
Oh, yeah, we're going great. Right now.
Great.
Welcome, everybody. This is Static Show. I hope you like that little intro piece. So, you know, geographically where we all are, maybe we should put a map up or something. We could put little arrows or something pointing to somewhere on the East Coast. You're near Boston, is that right, John?
That is correct.
And Miles is in Iowa, which doesn't matter. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri. And I always say St. Louis, Missouri, just because people probably know what that is. They know what Boston is, they know what St. Louis is. Iowa, I mean, who really gives a crap, you know? So we're talking to John Hargrave of late of Computer Stew. Are you still pushing that product, or can we talk about it or not?
You can absolutely talk about it. I'm not pushing it anymore, but you can, you're free to discuss.
Because you got bumped. They kind of let you go. So I'm really sad about that, honestly.
Yeah, well, you're sad.
Well, you're probably sad because you're getting paid.
You weren't making any money from it.
Yeah. Well, how do you know? On the side, it was on Napster. I was taking, ripping off sound and putting it on Napster.
Good. You were the one. Thanks.
But his big thing right now is Zug.com, which has actually been going on the whole time, my guess is. And Computer Stew came up in the meantime while Zug was going on. Zug is kind of a personal project, right?
Right. Zug was... My business partner and I, Jay Stevens, we started Zug about 5 years ago, and as our personal comedy site. And when we got the chance to do Computer Stew, this daily video show full time, we put Zug on hiatus, which meant that we basically weren't going to update it until our show was canceled.
So now you're updating again.
Yeah, so now we're updating it. Isn't that great?
Because it's Zug 3.0, I'm guessing the last one was 2.0?
Yes.
So what show did you have between 1.0 and 2.0?
Well, we worked on a number of different shows for such high-profile clients as America Online, who rejected our show idea.
Oh, really?
And MTV, who also rejected our show idea.
Yeah.
And basically every other major media outlet.
From what I can tell, they rejected your show. They rejected you in the show. And evidently just got Tom Green to do your show.
That's exactly right.
From what I can tell.
That was my whole idea. I said, let's get a crazy Canadian guy who's willing to hump moose on the side of the road.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I said, I'll play the crazy Canadian guy. I will marry Drew Barrymore.
There
I will get testicular cancer.
I don't think she actually got married, but yeah. Yeah, see, I knew it, because if you watch Computer Stew, I mean, you know, you make some references, and they're little snide references to the Tom Green show.
I could cut through
all that and see.
You understand now the whole underlying...
Oh, sure, I totally see it. You know, oddly enough, in the same boat, Andy Dick is going to have a show on MTV with a lot of nudity and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That was Miles' show. Miles loves to get naked. He talks about it all the time on our show.
Yeah.
He pitched the idea, I mean, a couple of years ago or something about, you know, wouldn't you love to see me naked on MTV all the time doing some funny stuff? And they said, not really.
Yeah.
And then they got Andy Dick to do it. I think it's all in the name. Miles' title hasn't got the punch that Andy Dick has.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah, funny stuff. But Zug is where you're at now, and actually I've been reading your daily notes, and I want to have, you know, I sent it an email when we were setting this thing up. I need to have an answer on the harmony question. Evidently, John Hargrave likes breakfast cereals, eats a lot of different breakfast cereals, had a coupon for a breakfast cereal that was mainly targeted toward women called Harmony. And bought some or eating it, and I sent an email to you and said, have you got PMS and grown breasts yet, or look for a brassiere? And you never answered that question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a lot of email about that. The basic concept was, first of all, I love bad ideas, right? I love it when a bad idea somehow makes its way to your grocery store shelf, because that gives me hope. I've got a lot of bad ideas.
Okay.
I'm a storehouse of bad ideas, and to see some of them actually out there making money is great. So, here was the worst idea in breakfast cereal history. This is so bad. Somebody made a breakfast cereal called Harmony, which is for women. It's a women's cereal, okay? Men can't eat the cereal because it's a women's cereal. Well, you say, John, what would be so important about the women that they would require their own breakfast cereal? And here's what it is, Bob and Miles.
Free maxi pads in every box.
Better.
Oh, damn it.
Women need more calcium, okay?
Oh.
Women need more calcium. So I said to myself, you know, a lot of people eat cereal in milk, and milk has calcium.
Sure.
But women need more calcium. Do you understand?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So I'm like, well, they could put on more milk. But no, because how much more efficient to eat a cereal which is loaded with wholesome nutrition, calcium.
It's the whole bovine growth hormone thing, you know, John. I mean, really, you can't expect these young ladies to be drinking this tainted milk from the bovine growth hormone and having three-headed children and so forth. And so they got to get their calcium from a more wholesome, more nutritional place like, you know, Ralston Purina or Kellogg or whoever makes Harmony. I don't even know. Do you know?
It's General Mills. Actually.
General Mills. There
General
you
Mills, yes.
That bastard, that rat bastard, gets out of the army and opens up a cereal factory.
So I undertook a little experiment where I bought a box of Harmony and I ate it for an entire week, and I found, actually, it's not that bad.
It's not that bad?
It's pretty tasty.
Does it get soft when it comes out of the box because it's all soggy with calcium or what?
No, it's good. It's kind of got a sort of a nutty kind of sweetness to it. I found it tasty. And best of all, I did not begin menstruating.
Oh, there you go.
I had no desire to go see a Bette Midler film.
You watch your TV show. You watch your TV show at all?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
I was secure in my manhood.
Did you watch the Streisand special that was on Fox recently?
No.
No?
No.
Would you say this serial is predominantly for lesbians or possibly just all women in general or...
Is Harmony marketed towards lesbians?
Yeah.
You're asking me?
Sure.
I'm not privy to the inside General Mills business plan.
I don't know, you know. Nutty and sweet? I don't know. It just sounds like some kind of lesbian cereal to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had some insight. I've never tasted the product. I'm more of a Cookie Crisp kind of guy myself.
Yeah.
I like to get all sugar high and, you know.
I think it would be great to make a new cereal called Lesbios, though. I don't know.
There you go. Stick your tongue in every O. But we're degraded a little bit. I know John's a little bit more highbrow than we are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's me, Mr. Highbrow.
So, you know, I can't really go down to the whole, you know, stick your tongue in every O, because it's not his forte, I guess. But but Miles is awful quiet back there. He's got a bad head cold. In fact, we're delayed.
I have some questions I want to ask.
Well, I'm going to be talking about your head
Miles,
cold for a minute.
First of all, I want to ask you, how's your head?
Man, I tell you what. You know,
what's wrong? Stuffed up nose?
Something's wrong, yeah.
What's wrong, pal?
I haven't felt this bad since I went to the strip bar a few months ago. Really.
The strip bar that in Peoria or the one in Minnesota?
You didn't make it
to the strip bar in Minnesota. Peoria.
Listen, I want to ask John a question. Now, Bob, just shut the hell up for a minute.
All right.
I want to ask you this question because just in case I fire Bob someday, I might need a replacement.
Right.
I'm going to have to run a situation by you and see how you react to it.
Yeah.
All right. Now listen to this for a second now. Yesterday, I went to the local... grocery store, right?
Okay.
Picked up a few items. There's like a teenage high school kid checking out, you know, ringing up the groceries, and he pauses to scratch his nuts. Now, this disgusted me, but how would you feel about it?
Was he working in the produce section?
No, he was like the clerk. He was, you know, like running things over the scanner.
He was running over the scanner, so there wasn't actually a lot of contact with the food. His bare hands possibly feeling the leaves of your vegetables or pawing over your fruit or produce.
Right.
Or worse yet, your meat.
Yeah. Well, see, I know how Bob would answer it.
I'm not going to say anything.
No, Bob would be like, well, no, it's no big deal. You know?
Well, now you've kind of, like, you know, tipped your hat, don't you think?
Right? Well, what? You would say that, though, wouldn't you, Bob?
I would say, actually, no, you know, I'd probably be fairly appalled that he scratched him inside his pants or outside
his
pants.
They were outside. He was scratching nuts on the outside.
Did you pay cash and get change?
No, I wrote a check.
Because money is the dirtiest fucking thing in the world, let me tell you.
I knew there would be an escape clause in this. I knew it. Okay, let's just continue the show.
It's made of cloth, and it can absorb liquids.
I knew it.
You know, and... Say
I'm with
say
Bob. If he cares about the nuts, if he's handling the money, that's where it gets good.
Yeah.
Can you ring me up first before you scratch your nuts, for Christ's sake? You
know? Well, I mean, he probably was like a monkey see, monkey do, for Christ's sake. You probably were there grabbing yourself for all it's worth.
Yeah, right.
Hey, look, I got a box of Harmony. It's that lesbian cereal. Well, anyway, let's let John answer the question before we get into a fight.
Okay. No, you guys, you already answered it. Come on, you're funnier than me. You guys are funny. You're funny. You made me laugh. That's funny. Nut scratching, it's funny.
No.
Funny.
No, come on, please, John. Will you please answer the question?
The truth is, I don't have a funny answer. I don't really get grossed out very easily, and that in itself grosses out, for instance, my wife and friends. Like, there was this pizza, okay? There was this pizza that we had sitting outside for 3 days when I got together with my friends. We had this pizza. We ordered it, and then it sat out in the sun for 3 days. It was out on the porch. But there was a lot of pizza left, and I hate wasting food. So at the end of the weekend, I ate the pizza. That's the kind of person I am.
No.
So a little nut scratching in
was
the checkout line is not going to gross me out.
Was it sitting like outside the refrigerator or just outside?
Outside. I mean on a porch in the sun, in direct sunlight.
So let me ask you a question. Like you were looking at the slices. How many slices? Like four or five slices?
I think there were about, I would say there were about 6 out of 8 left.
Really? Oh, my God. That's a lot of pizza.
That's a lot of pizza, right?
Yeah. Now, did
exactly
you notice that
my
maybe,
reasoning, Bob.
Then maybe one of the slices had, like, more toppings than the rest of them?
Yes.
Because I'd hate
exactly.
to think...
Exactly. There were still plenty of toppings
really
to go around.
I would hate to think that a homeless guy or somebody come and, like, wiped himself with it and left it in the box or something.
Is it summertime or what?
It was probably a little warmer outside than the inside of a refrigerator.
Wow.
Okay, so it was kind of wintertime.
The pizza was a little gamey.
And you ate it.
And I ate
it. Oh, my God. That's like real Homer Simpson-ish. Didn't the Simpsons have it where he, like, carried a sandwich around for 2 weeks or something? See, now I'm like a prude. I'm the total prude here. I don't think I could go for that. I would throw the pizza away. I would make sure it was thrown away. I wouldn't let anybody touch it. I would guard it until it got taken away. I think that's what I would do. Miles?
I don't think I would eat it if it sat outside. I don't.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
Unless I was really hungry or something, or I just had sex.
Maybe I should be interviewing Miles. Hey, Miles, so, let me ask you a hypothetical question.
Uh-oh.
If the pizza sat outside for 3 days in the hot, hot sun, and yet there were many toppings left and quite a few slices, would you eat it?
I don't think I would. I know what kind of wildlife there is around here in Iowa, and I wouldn't want to eat any of it.
A lot of goats.
Yeah, plus I heard there's a lot of nut-scratching grocery boys roaming around.
Yeah, you know, there might be some jism on the pizza.
Oh, jeez.
I'm certainly not going to be eating any pizza like that.
Oh, my gosh. Now, did you have any kind of, like, gastrointestinal problems after you ate the pizza?
No. My body can handle anything.
Seriously?
Are you kidding? It's a lifetime eating pizza that's been sitting out on the porch for 3 days.
Oh, my God. Do you, like, ever have any kind of gastrointestinal problems?
I had a really bad... Why does it have to go down to the poo jokes? Look, I've been on the phone for 10 minutes, and we're talking about poo.
Have you ever...
Of course we are!
I've got little notes for myself here that say, funny things to say. And up at the top it says... refrain from talking about poo.
All right, well, we'll skip the poo joke. That's where it's always going to go. You have to listen to the show.
That's half the show, man.
That's half the show is poo jokes.
And the other half is pee.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't think we talk about pee too much.
No.
Other than when Miles pees on his kids.
Oh,
other than that,
yeah. You would bring that up.
Yeah.
What about your neighbor pissing on the dumpster?
Oh, yeah, the guy pissing on a dumpster. So do you live in a good neighborhood, John? You know, this is one of the things we worry about. We worry about where we live and things are going on around us. For instance, I had a guy pee on the dumpster out back in the alley where I live, and Miles had I guess it was your neighborhood. The guy, somebody spit on your window.
Yeah.
You got all offended by that. So, like, give us an idea of where you live. I mean, you don't have to tell us the exact location or anything, but just kind of, you know, the neighborhood thing.
Yeah. Next, you guys are going to be asking if I have any valuable stereo equipment. What are the times you're most likely to be away from home,
well,
John?
Well, now that you're unemployed, I mean, we can't really come over and get it until you finally get a job. But,
right? I've had to pawn all my possessions, so don't worry about it. There's nothing of value here anymore. Except my collection of Wired magazines.
No, you got that for free, didn't you, for being connected?
What? I've forgotten the question.
Like your neighborhood. Is there any kind of, do people pee in your neighborhood?
Do people pee in my... Yes, in fact, I'm pretty sure that most folks in my neighborhood urinate.
Really? I didn't know. I thought maybe you lived in, like, a big area with a lot of bladder infections and things like that, and so I didn't know for sure. Not a lot of, antibiotics work anymore on the East Coast because they've been taken so often. We're just waiting for it to move westward.
It's strange. I live in a colony of urine anonymous
we'll
members.
See. We don't. I mean, for all we know, you can live in some kind of kooky commune or some kind of, what was that? The Hale Bopp thing where you guys are all coding web pages all day to make money just so that you can give it to some bald-headed nutless guy or something.
Yeah, that would be so much cooler than my real life.
Well, I'm just curious. You know, do you live like in a high rise? I mean, the East Coast to us is like the other side of the moon, for Christ's sake. I did go to New England once. I've never been to Boston. And I was surprised that there were so many trees. That's how stupid I am for the East Coast.
You were surprised there were trees.
Wow, look at all these trees. I figured they'd all be cut down by the settlers. Honestly, I mean, my honest reaction. My wife, we flew into Baltimore. I'm like, wow, look at all the foliage. I figured these people would have raped the hell out of this landscape by now.
Yeah.
Look at all these bastards. I mean, honestly, that was my honest reaction when I got out to Baltimore.
Right.
No, I'm serious.
I believe you.
Okay.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it.
So give us tonight. Is it a park-like setting? Do you live on a bench now that computer stewards failed, or what?
Oh, you know, I live in a house.
Oh, you got a house. See, I wouldn't have figured that.
Yeah, no, I live in a house. There's nothing funny about it. I mean, I live in a house. It's just a normal place, you know. It's a good place like you guys. There's nobody peeing on dumpsters out back that I'm aware of.
See, I figure you're a little more highbrow. See, I read your bio on your Zog here, and you're, like, from Pennsylvania or something. Right?
I'm from Ohio originally, yes.
Oh, it didn't say that.
So I know of the fabulous Midwest.
So you're from, what part of Ohio are you from?
I'm from just outside of Cleveland, original, a little town called Cuyahoga Falls.
Any relation to Drew Carey, are you?
No, except for being slightly overweight, no.
Oh, you're not slightly overweight, are you?
I'm trying to control it.
You look really skinny on all these things. You did make
references. I'm eating my Harmony every morning.
You make these references to being this fat kid, and all the pictures on your website, you're not fat. So I just like... Well,
yeah, well, you know how it is when you grow up with something like that. It just becomes part of your permanent self-image. You can't shake it.
Well, oddly enough, we both do, and we're both still fucking fat. So what do you think? That's amazing!
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know how you got past it. You must have the miracle drug out there. But But we're still both fat, especially eating three-day-old pizza, for Christ's sake. You must be some really fat, hungry motherfucker to eat three-day-old pizzas. I like it. I'm sorry, I'm using the F-word too much tonight. I'm trying to be nice because I was...
It's all right. You can use the F-word. That's all right.
But
I haven't used the F-word. I have made... I've turned over a new leaf since my show was canceled.
But you didn't ever use the F-word on that show that I remember, from what I watched.
I'm sorry?
You never used the F-word on Computer Stew whenever I was watching.
Well, we used it from time to time. But I have turned over a new leaf. Gentlemen, I have said, from here on out, you know, you've got to reinvent yourself. This is my new reinvention of myself.
Are you going to be the Marilyn Monroe one now? Are you going to be Marilyn Monroe, John Hargrave?
That's right. I've got the big billowy dress, and I'm standing over open sewer grates.
Whoa!
Possibility. Also, I just married Joe DiMaggio. Thank you.
There you go.
Anyway.
Jolton Joe.
No more swearing. No more swearing.
Uh-huh.
And no more duty humor.
Oh, please. How are you going to get through life?
Jared,
you're not even going to be able to drive a car.
Okay, no more swearing.
All right.
A question. When do you think that we'll finally be able to make love to computers?
Well, it's funny that you mention that, Miles, because we invented this this thing called the Pleasure Bot for computers, too. Okay, and here is what we did.